Question 29. Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? John 3:10. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Nicodemus, a teacher of all Israel, recognized that Jesus was a different sort. He was troubled by Messiah's insistence that a man must undergo some transformation in himself beyond his power to do so. He decides to go to Jesus and ask him about it. He goes by night, so as not to be seen, and attempts to flatter Jesus by acknowledging him as a worthy teacher. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Upon hearing this, we would expect Jesus to thank him and exchange the admiring comment with Nicodemus. Oh, thank you, we might expect him to say. And you, too, are a wonderful teacher and well-respected. What can I do for you? Actually, Jesus didn't accept the compliment, nor make any verbal exchange in kind. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What a strange answer. Jesus knew that this man could not see the kingdom of God. Something in the salutation of Nicodemus evidenced his blindness. The Pharisees, perhaps even Nicodemus himself, witnessed Jesus casting out devils, and the miracle was explained to them this way. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Again in Luke 11:20, But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Jesus taught his disciples to say, when they healed the sick, The kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. And when the disciples were not accepted in their journeys and ministry, they were to say, Even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But as Jesus said, Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. According to Luke 10, John the Baptist, Jesus, and his disciples preached the kingdom of God. It was their focus and their theme. So much so, Nicodemus had to confess he could distinguish Jesus as part of that invisible kingdom. His salutation, We know that thou art a teacher come from God, was nothing less than a profession of his faith in Christ as Messiah. Perhaps what the man conveyed to Christ was, We see you do things we cannot explain, so you must be operating within the kingdom of God. He was saying that he could not disprove Jesus was Messiah. Many of the Christian population use the same analysis and deduction as Nicodemus. They default to faith in Christ as opposed to believing in him. They cannot disprove him. It's only because they cannot disprove Christ that they believe in him. Their faith is placed on the safer side of the question, but they have not seen the kingdom of God. Are you simply on the safe side, or have you seen the kingdom of God? The profession of Nicodemus was not enough. Jesus answered him by pointing out that though he may have seen evidence of the kingdom, he did not see the kingdom itself. In order to see the kingdom, one must be born from above. He said, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus becomes incredulous and asks him, Art thou a teacher of all Israel, and knowest not these things? He goes on to explain the difference between seeing the kingdom and only seeing evidence of it. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Just as one can see the evidence of the wind and not see the wind itself, Nicodemus could see the evidence of the kingdom being close to him, but he could not see the kingdom itself. One must be born again and become part of the same Spirit in order to see, to witness from within, to belong to the kingdom of God. Mark 1:14-15. Now after that John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven were both mentioned by the gospel writers as Jesus' sermon and parable subjects during his ministry. The subject in general was known as the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 4:23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom." And elsewhere, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom." The gospel of the kingdom was preached by John the Baptist as well. The power of God was transferred from the law and the prophets to the gospel of the kingdom, according to Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Examples of the gospel of the kingdom of God in the scriptures are too numerous to mention. It's curious that the term is hardly used today. Does it make you wonder if its existence is as much a mystery to our modern church leaders as it was to poor Nicodemus? If we stand in question as to what the definition of the gospel of the kingdom is, or we yet lack an understanding of the true kingdom of God, we're admitting we have not seen it. Even if we can define the kingdom of God, we are in no better condition than our friend Nicodemus, who had to say that he was only a believer by default, not as an eyewitness to the kingdom, but only unable to disprove its existence. We must also take notice that Jesus did not say, "Thee must be born again," using the singular form. He said, "Ye," plural, "must be born again." All of us, like Nicodemus, need our eyes opened and our spirits quickened from above. If we are to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, we must speak from a familiarity of that kingdom. We must be able to see the kingdom of God, to be so familiar with it. And to see the kingdom of God, we must be born again. Why is practically nothing said about the gospel of the kingdom? Why is the kingdom of God such a mystery to the prominent Bible teachers of today? Do you hear teaching in Bible classes or over the pulpit or in prophecy, lessons or lectures pertaining to the kingdom of God? Could it be that it remains a mystery because few have been born from above? Few have actually seen the kingdom to tell us about it? Even our Christian institutions have lost ground to the secular thinking majority. The Nehemiah Institute's survey of Christian schools reveals that even those students who are in Christian environs and under the tutelage of the best our Christian society has to offer are barely more than secular humanists, with scores in this area steadily dropping every year. These faithless ones, whether preacher or churchgoer, pastor or parishioner, teacher or student, do not, cannot, see the kingdom of God. Many of them are as pitiable Nicodemus and surrender only to Christ from an inability to disprove his authority or an intense desire to believe him. He must, we must, you must be born again. In the capital of Judaism, among the best of the best, stands Nicodemus as the source of guidance and knowledge. Yet he could not see the kingdom evidenced before him. The people in Israel looked to Nicodemus as a teacher for answers about a kingdom which he himself had never seen. Should we not wonder about the answers we receive from men who are in that same condition today? If Jesus were to interview the men from whom we obtain our spiritual guidance and inquire about their intimate knowledge of the kingdom of God, he would look at them and ask, "Are you a teacher, author, lecturer, seminary professor, elder, pastor? And you don't know these things?"